Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're jumping into something really quite fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It's an oral hygiene practice, believe it or not, from the Mundari people over in South Sudan.
Right, we saw this information from Ekrem Fabregas, and well, it got us thinking.
It really did.
Yeah.
So our kind of mission today is to unpack this method, look at the benefits, and see what it tells us about being resourceful.
Okay, so let's get into it. The Mundari people, they use tree branches or sticks as toothbrushes.
That's basically it. Simple, right? They take a stick, chew on the end until the wood fibers kind of fray out. They essentially make their own bristles.
Wow. So like a DIY toothbrush straight from a
We agree.
tree.
Exactly. Biodegradable, readily available, pretty smart.
And it's not just about the scrubbing action, is it? I read something about other benefits.
Yes, that's really interesting. So obviously it cleans the teeth, removes food bits and plaques like you'd expect. But the source suggests it also freshens breath.
How does that work?
Well, it seems like the specific types of wood they choose have natural antibacterial properties.
So the wood itself is doing some of the work.
It seems that way, yeah. Tackling the bacteria that can cause bad breath.
That's really clever, especially when you think about, access to modern dental products.
Precisely. It's a great example of ingenuity using what your environment provides.
Absolutely. If you don't have toothpaste and plastic brushes easily available, you find another way.
And they have. It's sustainable, effective. It just works for them. It really highlights that human adaptability we see all over.
Makes you wonder, though, about other potential upsides of using natural stuff like this.
Like what?
Well, the source mentions the antibacterial part for breath, but maybe the texture. Could it be gentler on gums than some, like, hard plastic bristles?
That's a good point. We don't know for sure from this source, but it's possible. Maybe specific compounds in the wood offer other subtle health benefits we haven't even studied.
Yeah, maybe.
It definitely points to a deep understanding they must have of their local plants, doesn't it?
For sure. They wouldn't just be grabbing any old twig.
No. You'd imagine there's real traditional knowledge there, knowing which trees work best, which ones might be harmful, which ones have those beneficial properties.
It's traditional ecological knowledge in action, really.
Exactly. Cast down through generations, most likely.
So, just to kind of pull this together, we've got the Mundari people using chewed sticks.
Yeah, chewed sticks is natural toothbrushes.
It cleans physically, but also freshens breath, probably because the wood itself has antibacterial
Right.
qualities.
And it's a fantastic display of resourcefulness and living in tune with their environment.
It really makes you pause and think, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, about other traditional practices around the world, like what other smart, simple solutions are out there that maybe, we've forgotten or overlooked?
Yeah, definitely. Solutions for everyday needs, maybe hiding in plain sight in the natural world, things we just don't think about anymore in our modern way of life.
Makes you wonder what else we could learn.
It does. Something for you, the listener, to maybe think about too. What simple natural solutions might be closer than we think?